Every year, thousands of people are killed or maimed in car crashes. And while devices like airbags are helping to save lives, they're intrinsically slow-acting and limited in their actions. But scientists at the University of California, Los Angeles, are working on a new magnetic material called galfenol that can signal an impact up to 1,000 times faster, as John Doman explained to Rosalind Davies.
If you picture you have a nice long cylinder with a north pole at one side and a south pole at the other side, we can start with a really strong magnet, we hit it with a force, and it makes it weaker. What's really interesting and useful about this is that we can wrap a few wires around that, and if we have a change in magnetization, we can actually generate an electric current in that wire, and so we can get some useful electrical energy out of this. We all probably did that experiment when we were little where you wrap a bunch of wires around a nail, and you hook it up to a 9-volt battery, and you magnetize the nail. You know, you can pick up some paper clips with it or something. We're actually doing the exact opposite. So we're starting with a magnet, and if all of a sudden you turned that magnet off, you would generate an electric current back into that battery.
And I'm guessing you're not using nails. What material No. are you using, and what makes it so special?
So the material that we're using is called galfenol. It's what's known as a highly magnetoelastic material. And so that means that if we apply a force to it, it can cause very large changes in the magnetization. And so for this process we've been describing, that's really ideal and very useful for us. It also has some really good mechanical properties. We could actually build some load-bearing structures out of this. We could, say, hit it with relatively large forces, and it remains completely intact. It really doesn't sustain that much damage. And so that's really kind of a novel property in this realm of magnetoelastic materials.
What do you think that you could use these materials for?
There are a few different spaces you could look at the use for these materials. One of the novel ideas I think we're playing around with is to make these into sort of a wireless impact detector. We have a material where when a force comes through it, it'll change the state of magnetization. And what's really nice is that's kind of the basic premise of how an antenna works. If we had, say, a bunch of this galfenol spread in, say, the bumper or the side panels of a car, if you were impacted, it's going to change the direction of magnetization. And as such, it'll radiate an electromagnetic wave, something that we could pick up. That wave travels at the speed of light, whereas the impact is going to travel in your vehicle at the speed of sound. That's three orders of magnitude slower. And so that means that really that electromagnetic signal can get to you or get to a computer in your car before the impact really even has a chance of reaching the passengers. A nice fast-acting computer could start to take some sort of action to protect the passengers and really help limit the damage that occurs in these types of impacts.
John Doman, and he's just published that work in the Journal of Applied Physics.